I want to welcome every one of us to the presence of the Lord today. For as many who are also joining us online, today happens to be a special day. It's actually a special weekend. From Friday night, we have been praising God and worshiping Him. And once again, I pray for someone. As your praises rises to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, testimony will descend. I said testimony will descend. In the name of Jesus. This morning, very briefly, before we bring the service to an end, I want to briefly encourage us on the topic that I titled, The Marks of the Lord Jesus. The Marks of the Lord Jesus. We're going to read the book of Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 15 to verse 18. Galatians chapter 6, from verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new what? A new creature. Who are you in Christ Jesus? A new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, to which rule? The rule of the new creature. He said, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Verse 17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And verse 18 now says, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And the church say, and the church say,
amen.
And the church say,
amen.
The marks of the Lord Jesus. And I know a lot of us have been using this scripture, but I want us to see this scripture in context, in the light of what the Word of God says, based on the writer. Now, there is a mark that is the mark of the Lord Jesus. Every business always brand their own products. Amen. Is that correct? If you see the symbol of McDonald's, you cannot what? Mistake it for anything else. And that's why it doesn't matter what you give your kids. If they don't go to McDonald's, they are not yet filled. Praise God. Now, what this implies is that branding is important. Amen. To everything in life, branding is what? It's important. I know some of us love wonderful, glorious, and nice things. There are some of us that cannot but buy something based on the brand. I remember a couple of years back, one of our students, the mom asked him to buy something. And I was wondering, what's so special that, you know, this woman would spend that amount of money? And it's a Gucci bag. And it's a couple of thousands of dollars. Amen. Do you know that there is nothing different from that bag than the one you are carrying? The only thing is what? Is the branding. Somebody just put a mark on it called Gucci. Praise God. Are we together, church? The marks of the Lord Jesus. Now, a brand, a mark, is just a symbol of ownership that I own this product. Hallelujah. The mark from the Lord is a mark that you and I belongs to Him. It's a mark that you and I, we are His children. It's a mark that you and I, we are under His protective custody. It's a mark that you and I will belong to Jesus. The mark of the Lord Jesus. When you look at what branding actually stands for. It's just the proper identification. You can see a lot of buildings. It will be branded. Now, when you see a building with the TD logo, what that tells you is that you can go into that building to go and do what? For banking purpose. Praise the Lord. Now, can you go into a TD branch, which is supposed to be for banking purposes, and you want to do other transaction that is not financial related? Praise God. Now, what this tells us, brethren, is that the mark that God places over the life of his own children is for a purpose. It's for a reason. Hallelujah. When we look at that scripture again, let's read it from Amplify. Amplify. For every child of God that walks with the Lord on a daily basis, for as many that are walking in spirit and in truth, there are marks of the Lord that must be on us and upon us. There are two different things. That must be where? On us and upon us. So let's talk about the mark first. For neither is circumcision anything of any importance, nor uncircumcision, but only a new creation, which is the result of a new birth, a spiritual transformation, the new nature. In who? In Christ Jesus. Now, when you now have this new nature in Christ Jesus, what does that translate to? Verse 16. When you have this new nature in Christ Jesus, it says, peace and mercy will be upon you. All who walk by this rule, who discipline themselves and conduct their life by this principle, and upon the true Israel of God, talking about the Jewish believer. Now, verse 17 now says, from now on, let no one do what? Why? He said, by making it necessary for me to justify my authority as an apostle and the absolute truth of the gospel. He said, for I bear in on my own body the what? The what? The branding. The marks of the Lord Jesus. His wound. Is scars and other outward evidence of what? Of persecution. This testify to his ownership. Of who? Of me. The marks of the Lord Jesus. Are we together, church? Now, do we understand what the scripture is saying here from this context? So, here, we need to understand when it comes to each and every one of us, there is a mark. And the mark being talked about by this wonderful apostle is the mark of persecution. Praise God. He said, by my own apostleship, amen, I bear on my own body the mark, the branding, the marks of Jesus. Now, his wound is cast. And there are other outward evidence of this persecution. If you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11 from verse 23. 2 Corinthians 11 from 23. There is a catalog. Let's go back to KJV now. There are catalogs of all the things that this man suffered for the sake of the gospel. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above what? Above measure. In prison, I'm a customer. In debt, often. Amen. Let's continue. Of the Jews, 5 times I received what? 40 stripes save one. 39 stripes. 5 times. Now, some of us, when we grew up in high school in those days, we have our own special cane. Amen. Amen. Now, with 39 lashes, 5 times, I'm pretty sure we'll leave some mark. Hello? It will do what? It will leave some mark. Evidence of persecution. Let's continue. Verse 25. Thrice I was beaten, not with cane this time around, but with rods. Once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day, I have been in the deep. 26. In journey often, in perils of water, perils of robber, perils of my own countrymen, perils by the Eden, in perils in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, and among false brethren. Do you know there are some marks that some false brethren can leave on you? Amen. 27. In weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger, in thirst, in fasting often, in cold and in nakedness. What we're talking about here, brethren, is that there is the mark of the Lord Jesus. And if you and I, we are branded for him, then you are a target of the enemy. But the truth of the word of God in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you will have joy, you will have peace, you will have rest. In the world, you will have what? Persecution, tribulation. But it says, be of good cheer. I have what? On your behalf. Jesus has already overcome the world on your behalf. The marks of the Lord Jesus. There are marks of persecution. There are marks of the enemy that will want to attack your faith, that will want to attack the plan and the purpose of God. But when God put his own mark on you, it does not matter what those challenges may be. God will do what? Will see you through. The marks of the Lord Jesus. He says, henceforth, let no man trouble me. Do you know that there are times in which, yes, you are persecuted for your faith and you need to rise up based on the word of God. The apostle declared there, he said, I've had enough. Henceforth, let no man trouble me. I have already have enough what? Persecution in the flesh. But there is a mark of the Lord Jesus upon me. Now, in context, the mark of the Lord Jesus is not the mark of persecution here. Are we together? And so don't let's, you know, mix it up. You are a target because you are a child of God. The enemy will want to inflict as much pain on you. But the Bible says, be of good cheer. I have what? I have overcome. But there is a mark. That is the mark of the Lord. It is the mark that will put an end, a stop, to every activity of the enemy. Praise the Lord. The marks of the Lord Jesus. There is the mark of persecution. Yea, they that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. It comes with the package. It comes with the branding. I just want to live my life. I don't want to trouble anybody. No. It's part of the package. Because you have been branded for Christ, anywhere you go, the enemy will know that this is one. Do you know what one of the disciples tried to do? The apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said, no, I don't know that man at all. But there is a branding on his life. They said, no, you are one of theirs. You belong to him. There is also what I will call the mark of God's protection. Now, you see, the enemy can target you, but there is the mark of the Lord that is the mark of his protection. Praise God. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. The Lord told Moses to tell the children of Israel You need a blood to put on all the lintels of your homes. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat. And if you go down to verse 13. Now, why do they need this blood? Because at that time, Jesus has not shed his blood. And so salvation has not been purchased for mankind. And so there is need to shed the blood in order to put on their doorposts. And now, why do they need this blood on their doorposts? It's because there is an avenger of blood on the prowl. And it says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the what? I can hear your voice, church. And the plague, whether it is corona or what? Or cancer or fibroid, whatever name they are called, shall not be upon you to do what? To destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt. Praise God. We have a guaranteed policy purchased by the blood of Jesus. Do you know when you have your insurance, they will put some clause there that some things are what? Excluded. There are certain exclusions. It's not what? It's not one size fits all. But we have a guaranteed protection purchased by the blood of Jesus. There is no exclusion. Praise God. The marks of the Lord Jesus. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Talking about Cain and Abel. When Cain killed his brother, Abel, and God pronounced judgment on him. And he said, my God, this is too grievous. My sin is too grievous. When anyone see me, they will do what? They will kill me. And he said, Lord, no. The Lord said, no. No one is going to kill you. You need to pay the price. And so I'm going to put a mark on you. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever slay Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord did what? Set a mark upon Cain, lest any man finding him should do what? The marks of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will put his mark on you. Amen. You see, in the case of Cain, it was as a result of his sin. But the Lord set a mark upon him. And as a result of that mark, he was preserved. He was protected. He was delivered from evil. The mark of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. Talking about the blood of Jesus. He said, by the which you and I, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. How many times? And so there is no need anymore to shed any blood. That blood was shed once and for all. And as a result of that blood, you and I have a guaranteed policy of divine protection. If you go down to verse 19. Go down to verse 19. The blood of Jesus, having therefore, brethren, boldness. Why do you and I have boldness today? We have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. The mark of the Lord Jesus. It is the mark of the blood. It is the mark of protection. It is the mark that will cause you to be preserved from the evil to come. Praise God. This mark, like I said earlier, is also the mark of ownership, the mark of adoption into God's own family. Amen. The mark of what? Adoption. If you go back to that Galatians 6, verse 17, in Amplified, it is that mark of adoption into the family of God. The marks of the Lord Jesus. It says, henceforth, from now on. You see, when you don't put the enemy on notice, And that's why a lot of Christians, because we don't know our rights, our authority in Christ Jesus, we have allowed the enemy to have a few days. But when you stand upon the word and you will declare from now on, henceforth, let no one trouble me. For I bear on my body the branding, the marks of the Lord Jesus. The mark that was paid for by the blood of Jesus. If you don't put the enemy on notice, they will continue to mess with your life. But there is a guaranteed policy purchased by the blood of Jesus. And there is no exclusion. You see, I am covered under the insurance guarantee policy of heaven. And so, cancer, fibroid, high blood pressure, whatever they are called, they are what? I said you are covered. Are we together, church? You are covered. And when you are covered under that policy, then whatever it is that is not of God, what should you do? You put them on notice and say, henceforth, let no one touch me. Because I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And that's why the scripture tells us, Psalm 91 from verse 1. Psalm 91 from verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Now, why will you dwell in the secret place of the Most High? Because you have been adopted into the family of God. You are his child. You are his son. You are his daughter. The scripture also, let's read this one. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy 33 from verse 27. Because you have been adopted into the family of God, there is a God who is your refuge. The scripture says the eternal God is thy refuge. Underneath are what? The everlasting arms. That is the arm of God that is everlasting. And see, that arm can watch over you wherever you go. And that's why you don't have to worry about your future, about your life, about your children. Wherever they are, the eyes of the Lord that runs to and fro is watching over them. His everlasting hand is stretched forth to cover and preserve and protect them. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and thou shalt they say, destroy them. 28. Israel, you and I then shall do what? Shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also, its heaven shall drop down dew. Your heaven will drop down dew. 29. Appish, Adao, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemy shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The mark is the mark of the Lord Jesus. The mark of his branding that you and I belongs to him. As I round up, let me mention this. The only two conditions for you to be able to receive that mark is that you must belong in his camp. You must be born again. You must do what? Belong in the camp. If you go back to that Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, from verse 7, Exodus 12, 7, the instruction was very specific. You will take the blood and put it on the two sides of the post, upon the doorpost of where? The houses where you shall eat it. Talking about the Lord's Supper. That means wherever you are, each and every one of us, there is the mark of the blood of Jesus. Do you know that it's only those who are in that house that will be preserved? Hello? Now what I'm saying here is this. If you are not born again, if you don't have a relationship with God, if you are not in the camp of God, you will not be able to get that mark. Praise God. Do you know why? Because our God is a covenant God. When Jesus shed his blood, he said, this blood is the New Testament, established by the blood of Jesus Christ. A New Testament that was established by the blood. We only cover, you see, a policy. You want to go for any form of appointment. Let's say dental. They will ask you for what? Your coverage. And what happens if your name is not under that policy? Hello? They will tell you, sorry, we cannot, except you are ready to pay. But do you know that this policy has been paid for by the blood of Jesus? But it's only those whose names are written in the book of life that will be covered. It's that simple. Praise the Lord. Do you belong into the camp of the law? That's why, you see, God will always have respect unto his covenant. Because he's a covenant making and a covenant keeping God. And the other thing is that even though you are now born again, if you don't live a holy life, that's why that Psalm 91 from verse 1 says, he who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You can't dwell in the secret place of the Most High if you are not holy, because our God is a holy God. And when you live a holy life, you will dwell where? Not only in a secret place, but under his shadow. Woo! The marks of the Lord Jesus. When you have that mark with you, you are preserved. You are kept. You are delivered from every evil to come. Praise God. Once again, I pray for someone that the branding of the Lord upon your life will set you apart.
Amen.
Oh, I said the branding of the Lord upon your life will set you apart.
Amen.
Will preserve you.
Amen.
Preserve your home.
Amen.
Preserve your household.
Amen.
Preserve your family. Preserve your children.
Amen.
Brethren, let me say this. Between now and end of this year, do you know that some people are still going to die? But for each and every one of us, under the covenant of heaven, all you need to do is to declare, henceforth, let no death come near my household, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Let's rise up, and you're going to take a word of prayer. The year is going to an end, but it's still not everyone that we start together that we're going to finish. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he's what? He's my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Verse 3 says, brethren, the word of God is forever settled. He says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And from what? And from noisome pestilence. Verse 4 now says, he will cover you with his feather, and under his wing you shall trust. His truth will be your shield and your buckler. 1,000 before on your right hand, 10,000 on the other side. But it says none will come near you. Neither will any plague come near your dwelling place. I want you to lift up your voice. And you are going to pray. In verse 8 of that scripture, verse 8, I want you to pray. It says only with your eyes. You will what? You will see. I'm sure we know we've been seeing all things around. But that's the extent to which evil is permitted to be away from you. It's the word of the Lord. The mark of the Lord Jesus is upon you. It's the mark of the blood of Jesus. It's the mark of divine protection. It's the mark of the branding of heaven. And so you need to begin to put that mark over everything else. Over your home, over your career, over your finances, over the life of your children. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Begin to talk to the Lord. Henceforth, let no man trouble my destiny, trouble my career, trouble my home, trouble my marriage, trouble my health, trouble my children, trouble my business. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. It is the mark of divine preservation and protection. The mark purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, when I see the blood, I will cause calamity, affliction, evil, danger, coronavirus, any form of plague to pass over you, to pass over your home, to pass over your household. Because you belong to him. You have been branded for Christ. No evil will come near you. Neither will any plague come near your dwelling place. Because he has already given his angel charge concerning you. Angel of assignment has already been dispatched. Why don't you call on the Lord? I am exempted from every form of evil, because I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I'm branded for Christ. Henceforth, let no power of the enemy mess with my destiny anymore. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. It is written, if the Son of God has set you free, you are free indeed. And so, yes, your life, the life of your children, the life of your husband, you can redeem them by the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over your home, over your career, over your health, over your finances. The precious blood of Jesus. It's not the blood of Abel that is speaking vengeance. Every blood speaking vengeance. Lord, I neutralize them by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you praise today. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to worship you, to praise you. It's only the living that can praise you. Dead cannot praise you. They that have gone down to the grave cannot declare your praise. It's because we are alive today, that's why we are able to praise you. Accept us, Lord. Accept our praises and our worship. Let it ascend to you as a sweet smelling savour in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we have praised you today, let testimony descend. Let healing descend. Let victory descend. Let promotion, favor, increase, enlargement be released. As we praise your name, let blessings follow. In the name of Jesus. Upon every member of the household of Bethel, as many that are here, watching online, household, individuals and family associated, related with Bethel Assembly, I place the mark of the Lord Jesus upon their life, upon their home, upon their household, upon their family, upon their business, upon their health, upon the life of their children, upon their home, upon their household, upon every of their investment, upon every of their businesses, the mark of the blood of Jesus. Yes, this one, they are excluded, they are separated from every form of evil, from every form of danger, from every form of plague, from every form of calamity, in the name of Jesus. I enforce by the authority that I have in Christ Jesus the guarantee policy of heaven established and paid for by the blood of Jesus over the life of this one in the name of Jesus. Oh, when death, when sickness, when struggle, when failure will see the blood, you will be passed over. I said you will be passed over in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. We appreciate and we honor you. With long life, the Lord will satisfy you. The Lord will not only bring every one of us to see the end of this year, but the Lord will grant us long life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.